We have guests from Springfield Ballet, the executive director of the company, Ashley Walden, and the Springfield Ballet School principal, Maria Hall. And you have a major production coming up next weekend at the Landers Theater. I'll turn it over to you all to sort of do a little bit of a promotion job for it.
Sounds good.
And you know, I'll jump in with whatever I've got here on my sheet. So yeah. Go ahead.
Sure. Thank you for having us.
Sure.
Yeah. We open next Friday, the 16th, with a evening show. We have two shows on Saturday and then a final show on Sunday. And we are really excited to be able to provide this production. We did it first back in 2014.
Right. We should say this is, I don't know if we said it, I did earlier, it's Cinderella. So,
it is, yeah. Cinderella, right. Yes. We did it back in 2014 and just honored to be able to bring it back this year. And we're opening it with a new contemporary piece from Miss Maria Hall. I'll let her kind of mention that.
So yeah. This is something you choreographed in, yes. a new piece?
Yes, it is. So I actually grew up dancing at Springfield Ballet. And then once I left, I went to college to get a degree, danced a little bit professionally, and then came back. And now it's full circle being school principal at the ballet. So it's really special. And back in 2014, that was my final show at Springfield Ballet. So I was in Cinderella. So to be able to come back and reteach the choreography, give it some new different moves and artistic qualities, and also choreograph a contemporary ballet piece for some of the dancers was really special for me, using new music, new style of dancing for these kids to get to learn. So it has been really special.
Now, what is your new piece all about?
So the piece is entitled Resilience, and I'm basically just basing it off of kind of the crazy year the whole world has had. And just the term resilience, meaning going through a struggle and the way you pick yourself back up and the strength that comes from that. So really with the dancers, I've been working on who they are as people and how they can show that to the audience and really speak from their hearts and their souls. So,
now, as you said, this production of Cinderella was first seen in 2014 by Springfield Ballet audiences, and it's utilizing music by several composers, Prokofiev, Joseph Beyer, who was, of course, a leading ballet composer, and Georges Bizet. What kind of changes have you had to make to consider social distancing and masking of the dancers and that sort of thing?
Yes, so all of our dancers wear masks, and we have a limited space for every studio that we have. And then in rehearsals, we're also being very conscious of making sure kids aren't hugging all the time and stuff like that. And they're really, really good about that. And we are really lucky to have students that are willing to wear their masks all the way from younger kids. So they're very willing. And so that's been great. And I think the kids are just so excited to be able to be performing again in whatever capacity they're able to. So it's been a really enthusiastic outcome.
Now, you have, I believe, more than 80 students and adults taking part in this.
Yes.
What's the age range of the kids specifically?
So we have kids anywhere from ages 4 and 5 all the way up to, we have someone that's 22, and then we have some adults as the larger roles in the ballet. So it's a very wide range of ages for sure.
And of course, the dancers are wearing masks. These are clear masks.
Yes.
So, backstage and while they're performing.
Yes.
And masks will be required for audience members.
Correct.
But by next weekend.
Yes.
You should be able to open up the seating,
yes.
not just, I guess, the 20 or 30 or whatever percent capacity the Landers has been allowing, but everything goes right, you should be able to open it up for more people next
That's
weekend.
That's correct. Yeah, actually, I got off of the phone with the box office just 30 minutes ago, really, and they indicated they'd spoken with the county and got the green light to go ahead and open up the capacity as long as people are still masked and using the sanitizers and things like that. So we're really, really happy to be able to provide that experience for people because, you know, we do offer the streaming option as well,
right.
And that's a great opportunity to see the performance from home.
Where will that be available? Where does the stream show up?
So people can purchase the tickets through the box office, mm-hmm. and then they send them a link. They can either view it from their phone or attach it, because it'll come through email. They can then watch it on their computer. Yeah.
I didn't know if you were using like Facebook Live or YouTube or.
Oh, we are using a type of software to allow that, and our vendor who is doing it is figuring all that out. So.
And this will be shot with two cameras.
Correct.
And so.
Yes.
So you do have the option. Tickets range from $18 to $54, either in person or streaming.
Correct.
And that brings up the whole money question. How have you all done at the Springfield Ballet over the past year? I know you did pretty well during Giving Tuesday this year, but it's not. I mean, you've had your productions, but it's had to have been difficult.
Oh yes, financially, we've taken a large hit, just with the inability to have full class sizes, and everyone is being masked in the classrooms. So some people aren't quite comfortable with that yet. So our enrollment has been down a little bit because of that, productions, because of the capacity issues and the limitations on the cast size.
Right.
That was a large hit. In our outreach programming, we've still been able to do that at a couple of our at the Springfield Public Schools, but, the reach has been drastically downsized. So, yes, we have definitely been hurt financially this year, but, we have such passionate and dedicated people that we are getting through it, and we're going to be better than ever once we get to the light.
Well, hopefully everybody will be.
Absolutely.
Once things kind of return to normal. And again, hopefully things will be a little more normal for this production next weekend.
Yes.
You'll be able to seat more people than you probably anticipated being able to.
Yes. We're very excited to let the students know about this because they've been asking. I've had parents
ask.
Yes, parents asking. They haven't gotten tickets. So that'll be a great thing to let everybody know.
Yeah. Again, Cinderella by Springfield Ballet, reviving their production from 2014. Next Friday through Sunday, April 16th through the 18th at the Landers Theater, 311 East Walnut. What are the show times?
We have an evening performance at 7:30 on Friday. We have an 11 a.m. and a 4 p.m. on Saturday, and then a 2 p.m. on Sunday.
So four performances all together next weekend over 3 days. Again, both in-person seating is available and the streaming ticket option if you want to watch it from home or watch it from your phone. Prices range from $18 to $54, and tickets are available through the Landers box office. That's 869-1334 or landerstheater.org. Of course, for information on the ballet and on this production, visit their website, springfieldballet.org, or call their offices at 862-1343. Anything else you think people might need to know?
Oh, we're just thrilled to be able to offer in-person live performances, and hope that we'll continue with all the other arts organizations and allow the community to get out and enjoy themselves.
Yes.
All right. That is Springfield Ballet's production of Cinderella next weekend at the Landers. And that you've heard from Maria Hall, who is the Springfield Ballet School principal, and Ashley Walden, the executive director of Springfield Ballet. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks.